All right, and welcome to From Byron to Floyd, episode 3. Steve is back in the action. How you doing, Steve?
I'm good. Nice.
Well, we have each have a story of how psilocybin affected our lives in one way or another. Not necessarily through taking it, but just how a crazy story that involved psilocybin. So, Steve, again, I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want me to go first or you to go first?
You go first. Go ahead.
All right. So, my story was when I was 21, and it was like 2 weeks before I was supposed to go to Marine Corps OCS.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I'm out there. I'm with my buddies. We're up at our fraternity house. And I see two girls rolling. And I'm like, God, they look really familiar. I'm like, wow, one looks really, really familiar.
Wait, so this was prior to you taking anything?
Doesn't even involve me taking it. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah,
you're just up at the frat house
chilling. I'm just up at the frat house chilling, yeah. Yeah, and so I see these two girls walk in. And, I'm like, God, that one looks really, really familiar. Well, night goes on. And then I realize, I'm like, holy shit, wait a second. That is Lainey. Girl's name wasn't really Lainey. I'm trying to think of another name. So she'll be Lainey. Just in case, again, if anybody that is involved in these stories.
I was going to say, I'm going to omit all these names, maybe change the names
change the names to protect the innocent. Yeah.
Or guilty.
Or guilty. I mean, if anybody hears this,
right,
that the story's about them, I don't want them to be like, oh, well, it's just not good. So Lainey and her friend, if you put a gun to my head today, I cannot remember that girl's name. Even though I made out with her, I have no idea what her name is.
All right.
So I'm like, God, they look really familiar. Well, I'm hanging out outside of the fraternity house, and this girl comes stumbling out. Like, I'm just getting some fresh air because it gets super... It's July.
Right.
And then it's an old...
And how many guys are in there?
There was probably 150 people in that house.
Gotcha. And the capet. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's warm. And I'm like, oh, man, all right. Well, I go out there. I'm hanging out, making sure everything's good outside, too, because that was kind of what I did up there, too, is check the perimeter.
Gotcha.
So... I'm hanging out. This girl comes out. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just making sure there's no cops coming. She's like, oh, well, can you have sex on the job? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, well, how about we like just make out a little bit first and then we'll go from there. And she's like, okay, sure. So we're outside. I'm making out with this girl. This guy comes out. He's like, whoa, sorry to interrupt. Like, didn't quietly come out, see what was going on, and go back in. No, he had to make a point to say something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's like, oh, well, screw you, asshole. So she gets up and walks away. I walk back in, and then I see the other girl. I see Lainey. I'm like, holy shit. It's one of Jane's friends.
Who? All right, Jane's friend.
Yes,
and but you're acquainted by Jane Powell.
So
Janie.
So
Janie's got a
gun. I see Lainey.
Or Lainey.
I see Lainey, and I'm like, oh, she's Jane's friend. That's where I know her from.
Gotcha.
So I go up to her. I'm like, hey, you're Jane's friend, aren't you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm Tom. I'm the one who jumped in their car when I met him. They're like, she's like, oh yeah, what's going on? And so we talked for a couple minutes. Found out her dad was also in the Marine Corps. And she goes, yeah, my dad had to fight the first Persian Gulf War. Like, just don't go to Iraq. I'm like, well, I kind of signed up to do that, but I get where you're coming from. So we kind of part ways. I'm talking to my buddies at the end of the night, her and her friend just, and I'm seeing it. They are pounding the booze. Like it was the water of life.
So scary.
Dude, it was like they were pounding. I was like, they're not large ladies either. I think one was 5'2 and one was like 5'5.
They're getting raped.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like,
where's your rape whistle?
I've got to make sure that you are okay. So
we're going to walk you home.
Well, they grab their keys and they start walking to their car.
Oh, God.
And so I run in front of them and I'm like, what's going on, ladies?
What you doing?
I'm like, and they're like, we're going home. I'm like, well, who's driving you? And she's like, I'm fine. I'm like, okay. Yeah, that's adorable that you think so.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been drinking that night. Honestly, I was trying to keep as much sugar out of my body. Like, I was trying to be as in good of shape as possible. So I hadn't been drinking that night. I run up. Well, my buddy, let's just call him Gary. Gary sees what's going on. And he runs up and he sees that Lainey is holding the keys, just comes smooth as shit, fucking grabs them from her. I throw my hand up. She tosses them to me. Or he tosses them to me.
I'm like, how did she get the keys? No, all of a sudden, he's smooth. Back into her hand. You're back into her hand. She makes her throw it to you.
So now, it's how smooth Gary was, man. But no, he throws them to me. I'm like, I'm driving you home. Well, my other buddy, Brad, he was there too. I'm like, dude, hey, I need somebody to come pick me up. And I was like, where do you live? She's like, ABC, you know, 123 ABC Street. I was like, okay. He goes, I'm going to get food with these couple of girls, man. You cool with that? I might be a little while. I'm like, I don't care, dude. I just don't want to hike 4 miles back.
I mean, I'll start walking, but pick me up halfway.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to walk the 4 miles from her house back up to our fraternity house. He goes, all right, man, cool. He goes, just give me a call. I'm like, all right. So we, you know, I take them home. The one girl that I made out with gets out of the car, pukes up everything. I mean, it is like a fire hose coming out. I'm like, oh, that's not good. Not fun. So Lainey comes back in, gets in the car. We start talking. And full disclosure, I'd been trying to get with Lainey not real hard, but kind of a half-hearted attempt for probably about 3 months.
Right.
So I was like, okay, this is kind of a good entryway for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, and it probably should have been obvious that it really wasn't a real hard attempt, as I was like, I know that girl looks familiar.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So she gets, I mean, I drop her off. We're talking. I'm like, okay, this is going good. She's like, call me tomorrow. I'm like, all right. Well, at the top of her street was a bus station and it had a bench. Mm-hmm. So I call my buddy, I call Brad, and I'm like, hey, I need you to pick me up on, you know, 13th South, 9th East, and, you know, just that bus stop with the bench. He's like, cool, man. We just got our food. We're probably about 10 minutes out. I'm like, all right, sounds good. He comes. So I sit down. I look over and there's, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
It's late. It's not like 10 o'clock at night. It's like 3 a.m. Nobody should be out.
Right.
I look over.
You'd be surprised.
That's true. Very true. So I look over. I see this dude and this really cute brunette just sitting on the grass, just looking like they're talking. When, first glance, I assumed it was boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right.
I'm like, all right, whatever. So I look over, just kind of like put my head back, kind of start drifting off into space. And then all of a sudden I hear, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh my gosh.
Shit, my pants,
shit,
by the way.
Like, I was like, whoa, like, hey, what's going on? And it was the girl of the two. And, you know, she wasn't really tall. And the guy wasn't a very large man either.
Oh, gotcha.
So I was like, oh, I'm like, hey. She's like, what's your name? I'm like, Thomas.
Wait, so they were still sitting on the grass at this point?
She got up and came over to me. Okay. And he was still just sitting over there.
Okay.
And I'm just like, Tom? And she goes, no, what's your full name? I'm like, Thomas David Cook. What's yours? And she's like, Mallory Jane Writing.
Okay.
We'll never remember that because that is also a fake name.
No shit. It could have been Mary Jane. I don't know.
I don't remember her name. Even though she gave it to me at 3 a.m. Yeah. So So she sits down. We start talking. And about halfway through the conversation, she's like, hey, what are you doing for the 4th of July? I'm like, probably just hanging out with friends. Like, don't really have any plans right now.
Right.
She's like, why don't we do mushrooms together? I'm like, I've got a drug test coming up. At this point in my life, I had zero idea what mushrooms did.
Right.
Like, the only thing I was somewhat acquainted with was weed.
Yeah.
And that was because, like, you know, all my friends smoked. I'm just like, okay, this is not really, I don't know what's going on here. And I'm like, well, I got to take a drug test in the next week. So probably not a good idea. She's like, yeah. She goes, I don't think they show up on a drug test. I'm like, yeah, still not doing them. Like, yeah. Let's just end that conversation right here. That's not happening on the 4th of July for me.
Right.
She's like, okay.
How long? I think it's like, I'm trying to think of how, because I'd taken a drug test and had to go to the facility and they had like that poster that shows each drug and like how long it takes to get out of your system.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, whoa, I need this poster in my house. I was like, damn. But I remember looking at mushrooms and I can't remember if it was, I know it was less than marijuana because marijuana is like 30 days.
Yeah, but weed's the longest, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, because it gets, somebody told me that once you smoke weed for the first time, it's in your body forever because it like attaches to fat cells. That's what she's trying to say. I mean, it won't come up on a drug test, but like it will be forever in your body.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyways, I think mushrooms or psilocybin or whatever, I think it's like 2 weeks, maybe less. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was flying out literally the next week, so I'm like,
you're like, oh, no.
No, yeah, it's like, even if I didn't, no, I don't know you, and I don't really want my organs harvested,
and
thank you.
I would
you.
Think that, like, they would do, like, a 13 panel to where they're looking for anything and everything, dude, you know what I mean?
Sure. I have no doubt about that.
Was it like a piss? Did you did you take it?
Yeah, so when I got back there, you know, because I was there for a week until they looked at my medical records and figured out that I can't be there and then sent my ass home. But like you go in for intake, they get your blankets, your sheets, like towels, all that shit. You do that very first off, find out where you're going to stay, and then you make your bed.
Do all this prior to taking the test?
Yeah, prior to taking the piss test. Now, you have to take a piss test at MEPS.
You have to take it again when you're
there. And then again when you're there.
I would wonder why they wouldn't do like either a blood or a hair sample, because I think you can get way more.
You can get way more. I think honestly it's just time.
Well,
I think
hair samples too. I'm sure money's the main factor in anything and everything the U.S. does.
So yeah. So anyway, yeah, I would not have passed that test. Right. I'm like, okay, no, and I don't know you. Thank you.
I'd like to hang out still though.
Well, and that was the thing is, so at that point, start talking just a little bit more. Well, then my buddy pulls up. Swear to God, rolls down the window and goes, you're not getting anything, Cook, get in the car. I'm like, thanks, Brad. Appreciate that. Like. Really, really appreciate that, buddy. Thank you. Well, I'm like, hey, I want to hang out with you. Can I get your number? And then I'll give you a call and let's hang out before I have to leave. She's like, yeah, it sounds great. Get her phone number, get in the car. My buddy's like, really? You met a girl at bus stop at 3 a.m. I'm like, so? I'm like, look at her. She's hot. Who cares?
Yeah, he's exactly.
He's like,
what would happen to me?
Well, no, dude, he was with two girls, and they were
so
like,
what the fuck is he?
Well, and then they were like, well, was she nice? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I don't, like, I party with you guys. I'm like, you're not my real deep friends here. Brad is you two and at both times I would live, you know, really love to have hooked up with you, but I don't want to have this conversation. Thank you.
Right.
And so then go back to the house. And that's kind of the end of that story. This is a two-parter for me. So the conclusion is going to be in the next episode.
Okay.
And that is how I got the nickname Bus Stop, as Travis was saying.
Oh shit. Travis.
Yeah. Yeah, Travis heard that story.
And now he's calling
me. And he still calls me Bus Stop to this day, and that was like 10 years ago.
Wow.
That he came up with that nickname.
Damn.
Yeah.
So serendipitous.
So serendipitous, indeed.
Yeah, so my first experience, like the first time I ever took mushrooms, we were down at Murray Park, and I had no idea what it was going to do. You know what I mean? Like, I've never taken any type of... Well, actually, I'm trying to think what... Because I was definitely still in high school, so I had to have been...
Holy shit, dude.
17?
I cannot imagine being 17 and tripping on shrooms,
Bradley,
dude.
Or Christian doing that type of, or, you know what I mean?
Dude, it would be Christian.
I know.
It would be Christian. Like, you think about that. Bradley's blown past.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know. Crazy, huh? But anyways, we went to Murray Park, and I don't think I took very much because I don't remember. I saw a little bit of visuals, not like too crazy, but I definitely had a good time. Like, I definitely felt like, because I think up until that point, like, high school was really shitty. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I've never really experienced anything like that. And it was just like a third eye really opened up to where I was like really in tune with what was actually like important in my life, you know? And so I had like a good trip. We just sat there and like helped these kids fly kites and like we're laying. And there's like these overgrown branches that you can go underneath. And so there's kind of like a
cone. Where's that at in Murray Park? I'm trying to think.
I can't remember. It's on the south side of the park. But it's towards the middle of it. And it may not even still be there, but
was it kind of by that lake thing?
Because you have the big hills that go down. So like if you come and get off on what is that street right before you get 5200 South or State Street.
I know what you're talking about.
The backside.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you go in there and then you start going to the west, I think they're kind of right there. There's the big trees and all these branches that are overgrown, but kind of like you can go in underneath them and you're just secluded. Nobody can really see you. So we went under there and then we were just like fucking around, like rolling in the dirt and shit like that. Just really got connected with Earth, Mother Earth.
Nice.
But I remember going home because I was with Amy and Jeremy. I had Amy and Jeremy's car because I was living at their house. So it hasn't been like senior year. It hadn't been senior year. Going home. And I just remember telling him, like, I've broken out of my shell. Like, I really feel like, you know, my life is in a good place. Like,
You know,
it's all crazy. And they were like, what's going on? Where have you been? Like, yeah. And then I think I told them at that point that I was tripping because I felt like I don't think that there was any conflict with them and I before that happened as far as drugs and like a negative impact that it caused, you know?
Yeah.
And like they had experimented with psychedelics, I think. And so they're like, okay, whatever. But the second time that I did mushrooms, it was with a bunch of my buddies. So that time it was only like three of us the first time.
Okay.
But the second time we did it, there was like 10 people. And that was like a bad idea. So we were at my buddy Rex's house first. And we all took, and I probably took at least, I don't know, half an eighth to like a little, almost an eighth of shroom. I don't know what that is in grams, but close to 3 grams probably.
Okay.
And we all took that much. We got a shit ton of shrooms and we all took it. Drove downtown, and this was when like you can cruise state and shit.
Yeah,
dude. You know, it was like a lot of people down there. So we went down there and got out of the car, and we just at that point, I felt like it start hit me like as soon as we got downtown, and so we were just like walking around, just chilling, and it got a notion in my head that like I did not need any material possessions, nothing. Like so, I had like a watch. I remember taking my watch up and just chucking it in the air. You know, I had all this money that I just kept giving to all these homeless people. And they're like, what are you fucking doing? Like, what are you doing?
Holy
shit. I'm like,
shit.
I don't need this shit. You know, fuck this. Fuck this society. You know, like this construct of
social norms, dude. You know?
So I remember throwing my shirt off.
I hope it was summer.
Yeah.
It was okay. Totally. I'm like,
it wasn't, but I could probably see myself doing that in the dead of winter too, if I was in that same state of mind, but
that's true.
Somehow we made it back to Rex's house after we were downtown for I don't know how long but we were down there. I just remember like we were interacting with all these people. I think somebody got sketched out or so, because it feels like when you're I've had this happen before where there's like five or six of us that are like just tripping out and we're in a certain spot. Somebody will get a phone call, okay, and then like all the people like try to find out what was happening on that phone call, and if it's something negative then we can all feel it, and then we're all like, and then the guy gets off the phone like, oh, we need to leave right now, and we're like, oh yeah, we gotta go now. You know, like fuck, this is not right, you know what I mean?
Oh damn.
So like anyways, we're somehow down, get back to his house. And we're still all tripping. Is that house is like up by Rich's Bagels over off of Van Winkle?
Yeah.
So it's just up east of Rich's Bagels. And so I had somehow lost my shoes. I had no underwear on, and all I had was like these shorts on, no shirt, you know, nothing. And so I remember, like, we were sitting, they were playing video games, and I was like trying to play the video game with my hand. And I'm like, oh, this isn't working. I gotta go. So first, I'm like, I gotta leave. I had to leave. And so I don't know what time. It had to have been close to like 3 at that point. So I left the house, no shoes on or nothing. I start walking, and as soon as I walk out of his house, it was like kind of dimly lit, this neighborhood. But as soon as I walked out there, it seemed like it was just like pitch black. Like, okay, where the fuck am I?
Oh, you know? Shit. Like,
what's going on? So I started walking, and then I remember they got in their car. I don't know if they were just going to the gas station or whatever. Doesn't matter at that point. I just didn't. They rolled up on me and then like stopped for a second. So I kind of walked to the car, and then they just took off. And I was like, oh, was that them or who was that? I know that was his car, but what just happened? I'm like, okay, I guess I'm leaving, because I didn't want to go back because I knew that they had just left.
Yeah.
I didn't know who left, but someone, I was like, okay, they're not there anymore. So I start walking. I turn up the street, and then I go get onto that street that's on Rich's Bagels.
Yeah.
And I start walking down the street. And I was like in the middle of the street, and I just felt like, I was like, oh, okay, something pushed me to the side of the road. I don't know what, but I got to the side. I remember just hitting the fence, and right after that, there's a car just whizzes by. I was like, whoa, oof. Holy shit. So anyway, I start walking, and I walk all the way to my dad's house. But like, I'm looking up at these streets that I've, like the street signs or whatever, that I've been down a million times.
Yeah.
Just like, it's not, it's like no numbers. It's like, they just were all fucked up. It was all just like, they were all symbols or something. It's serious. Like, I was like, anyway, I don't know how I got there, number one, without like cutting my feet or anything like that, because I walked the entire way to my dad's house.
Holy shit, yeah. Dude.
So I'm like, you know where that Brighton Bank is, and it has like the time and whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm walking up on that, and I'm trying to see what time it is, and it's just like garbled, you know, I couldn't tell. So I walk all the way up down where Anzac Park is, start walking down that street, and I remember just looking over at the church I would gone to for my entire life, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, because for some reason, every time that I like trip on mushrooms, I get like super spiritual, especially at that time in my life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was doing the born again Mormon thing, or the born again Christian thing, and I mean, obviously the roots from Mormonism was still there.
Yeah.
You know? So I just knew that I had to get home. So I was like, but I wasn't living at my parents' house at the time. And, like, when I was in high school, I used to like take off for like 3 days straight, like go on binge or whatever, and then like not tell anybody where I am, and then just end up back at home.
Oh, man.
So I was on another one of my benders, and this is like the end of the bender. And I'd been living with Amy and Jeremy at the time, and so I showed up at my dad's house, and it was like 4 a.m. I had nothing on. This was past the other time that I told you about. And I was like knocking on his door, and he answers the door, and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, can I sleep here tonight? I don't remember the interaction that I had with him, but it was just like automatically like, oh yeah, come on in,
yeah,
go lay down, whatever you need
to do. Go to sleep, yeah.
So I remember, so I had already tripped on mushrooms another time, like with Eddie Haskell.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So I was at this party with him. I took these shrooms. I start tripping, and then we leave, and he got pissed because he didn't get any. I'm taking you home. What? What? No, don't take me home. I'm taking you home, dude. And he wouldn't. I'm like, without me trying to like pull or jump out of the car or something.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking drove me right to my sister's house, and I had this bag of weed and a pipe on me. I walked to the door, she opens up, and I hand her the stuff. I hand her my shit. She's like, oh, what's this? And then so Sam comes, and he's like, ah, ah, ah. And I was like, what the fuck? I go inside, and she like, so I went downstairs, she went out, and she's like, you're not leaving him here. You're not leaving him here like this. You got to come inside, you know? They're like trying to feed me bread. I'm just like the Matrix. My mouth is just, you know? And I was like, oh my God. Anyway.
Oh, dude.
So she had that pipe and weed still or whatever.
Yeah.
So when she came and found out where I was the next morning and found out I was there, because that was like 4th of July. I thought it was dead summer. Like, I remember the night before was like July 3rd because the next day was the 4th of July. So she came into the house super pissed because I had been gone forever and like, threw the pipe at me that I had given her.
Oh,
this is what kind of life you want? Yeah, I was kind of a dick back in the day, but you know, asshole. I've grown up. Anyways, but the trip that like, oh dude, yeah. Sometimes it can turn on you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I said, like, depends on where you are or who you're with. But
yeah,
you could be having a great trip, And then all of a sudden some thought will come in or some like song, something, you know what I mean?
And
any trigger
and
can
bad.
Be anything. You know, yeah. Your dog will get you weird, like, oh shit, it's my grandma in there. What's going on?
Dude, there was this one girl that lived above me in like my first or second apartment. It was the one in Murray, right by
I know which one you're
grocery
talking
store,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about because I live just down the street. We live close by there too.
Yeah. So I was like, there was this girl that was above us, and then she was
hot.
She was hot. She was extremely hot.
I think I remember this chick actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about that.
Yeah. The brunette, the super skinny brunette.
Gonna say brown hair.
Oh yeah. And yeah. She told me one time she had a half pound of mushrooms.
Oh my god.
Her dog got into it, ate the whole thing.
Did the dog die?
No. The dog, she was like,
the dog
she goes,
is now a man.
She told me, she was like, that dog just like chilled in the corner for 2 days.
I feel so bad for that thing. I mean, maybe it was great. I don't know. Maybe
he could be like, I'm chilling. I got my food. I got my water. I'm good. But yeah, she was like, yeah, he just chilled in the corner for like 2 days. And then he started to come back to normal.
I can see it because like sometimes you don't think about certain things when you're tripping, but like bathrooms are the worst. Like, because you look down, there's like too many designs in the bathroom that start tripping you out. And I always have a hard time shitting when I'm tripping, like for sure. And I can just imagine the dog just like squatting, like shaking, like, can't get it out. It's like going back up and in, up and in.
Oh dude. God. Yeah, so fun times with the interactions we've had with psilocybin. So, well, that concludes this week's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. If you have any comments, questions, concerns,
take them up with Thomas.
Yeah, take them up with me. You can reach us at frombyrontofloy@gmail.com. We have an email address now, which is pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. That, again, is frombyrontofloy@gmail.com. If you want to sponsor the show, we are more than happy to do any reads.
Yeah.
And yes, we come very cheap, just like some of the women we dated in the past. So, well, have a good week, everybody, and look forward to you on the next one.
All right.